And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Got a good show lined up for you here, as we do every morning. And coming up later, we're going to hear from members of the Manhattan MLK Committee as preparations are underway for their celebration next month. But we kick things off as we normally do here on the every other Wednesday here on KMAN. We speak with members of USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden Schools. Today it's Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Good morning. Good
morning, Brandon.
And we also have with us Board President Carla Hagemeister. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Always a pleasure to have you guys on. I know it's maybe a little hard to believe we've gotten this far here in the school year already, but we're wrapping things up in December, and you know it's maybe a little time for reflection, although I know there's still a lot of work to be done here going forward. First of all, Eric, I might just ask you, how excited are you guys to get that break here coming up in just about a week or so?
You know, I think in education, people are always looking forward to their breaks, but this one might be a little more coveted than normal. People have been working hard, and I know everybody's tired and everybody's burned out, but they're still working hard, and I appreciate all their efforts. But yeah, that break's going to be welcome to many of us.
And I might just ask you here, we saw right before Thanksgiving, there was a two-day week right before Thanksgiving, and that was actually switched to all remote. I was curious if that might happen again here before the holiday.
Yeah, Brandon, that's a great question, and it's a question we've had come up where we actually made that choice to go remote those 2 days out of necessity. We were facing a lot of quarantines and a lot of staff out. We had an outbreak at our transportation department that took a lot of them down, and we were getting to the point where we couldn't even function on a hybrid model. So but we're not in that position right now. We're doing a little better, so we're planning on those days as scheduled, so to be a Group A day on Monday and a Group B day on Tuesday.
Okay, good for everyone to know here. And then we'll go into a break. And Carla, I know the plan all along here, we spoke via email earlier this week, is to eventually get students back 5 days in person. And that is still the goal of the board.
Yes, that is still the goal of the board. And our administrative team and every person that works with them has been working very hard and very diligently since late October, early November, when we had more of that conversation to move all of the pieces that are necessary to make that a possibility. So we are looking forward to that being available to us starting in January with a lot of extra work and a lot of extra activities that have been happening to make that possible. Eric, is that a fair statement?
That's fair, Carla.
Okay.
We've been trying to remove those barriers that kept us from being able to do that. So, and I think we've made pretty good progress on those.
Now, I know this is probably going to come up here tonight at the school board meeting, but we hear that in January, and I think a lot of people are maybe still a little surprised that could be the case, 5 day in person coming that soon. I imagine that doesn't mean necessarily right on January 4th, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it's hard to talk with any definites, Brandon, and I know that's what people want because the situation is so fluid and changes so quickly. Our hope would be to do it as soon as we possibly can.
All right. Well, that's obviously the goal, and I understand that. There's been some issues, I know, with quarantines in the buildings here this semester, and that it's not necessarily always been that the virus is necessarily spreading in schools, more so out in the community. But the quarantines, I know, can be a real killer because it takes out a lot of folks, teachers, students. Has that improved a little bit here this month?
Oh, you know, as I watch the staff in more than I do the student, and it's got a little better, I think, in most places where we weren't seeing quite as many quarantines. But yeah, you're exactly right. The quarantines can wreak havoc if they come in the right place, wrong time. And it's hard because you can't control it, you know, and you're getting last minute information and you're making last minute shifts. You know, when you find out a pretty key person is out on a quarantine, Now, we did get good news from Riley County about shortening the quarantine period for a close contact from 14 days to 10 days. So I thought that was helpful because, like you said, Brandon, we weren't seeing a lot of cases come out of those quarantines at school if you're a close contact at school.
Well, and yeah, absolutely. Did you want to say something there, Carla? Didn't want to interrupt you.
Nope, I was just agreeing.
Okay. Well, and obviously there will be no decision made as far as changes here tonight. As I understand, it's just all going to be informational at this point. Is there anything you guys are particularly interested to hear about from the superintendent's report?
Yeah, I think we're always interested in knowing, like in this particular situation, you know, how have things changed? Have we been able to take down those barriers? Are there still some things that we need to be watching for? Are there still some things that we need from the community? You know, one of the biggest things that we probably still need from the community is employees. You know, we are still hiring. We're hiring paraprofessionals, bus drivers, child nutrition, custodial and maintenance, and some other teaching positions. So, you know, part of us being able to move back to that 5-day model is having appropriate staffing at all of those different levels. Those are always fluid positions, depending on the types of jobs for our population. And so we're hiring for those positions on a pretty regular basis in a normal year. And in this situation, we've really increased our need for those people. So we are hiring. I think we're also interested to know, like I said, what sort of barriers still might be there that we need to work to overcome in order to move us towards that 5-day goal. And then also just, I don't know, and this isn't really from the superintendent's report, but kind of touching back to what Eric said at the beginning of this, I think everybody is looking forward to this break. Everybody is looking forward to a chance to catch their breath and rest, and I hope that they get that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're speaking with Board President Carla Hagemeister and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden Schools meet tonight. Of course, COVID's at the top of everyone's list here, but there will be a work session before the meeting here today with area legislators, and I'm curious kind of what some of the items you guys are interested in hearing discussing, and I know that's going to come up tonight, but maybe give us a little preview of that, if you would.
Well, I think that obviously COVID is probably going to still be front and center in that conversation, letting them know how we have made use of money through the CARES Act, how we have responded here locally, because education is always a big topic in Topeka during the legislative session. And we want them to know the specifics to our community and what we've been doing here and what our particular needs are as the next legislative session opens.
Is there any worries, Eric, about cuts or any changes to the education formula here in the next session?
I think that's always a concern. And, you know, every legislative session, you got a new makeup. So we had people that have just been elected and some turnover that happened in November. So, you know, seeing people actually take seats and which direction it's going to go as a group is always interesting to watch. But, you know, we're always mindful of that. You know, most schools were like us, you know, where they saw a decrease of enrollment during COVID, where, you know, some people wanted just to avoid the process of even messing with it and stayed out and homeschooled, or they had other options. And I think a lot of districts were facing that too. So, and that can shake up a budget down the line. Right now, I think we will be okay, depending on how quickly we recover. So I think those are things to look at. I think how they fund virtual education could be a big piece of this, because they fund it differently than brick and mortar. So I think that's definitely something, because whatever happens out of this, I think virtual education is, I think it was cemented before, but it's cemented in granite now, with some families really enjoying that option. So I'd like to see what they'll do with virtual education on that side and how they want to fund that.
What about, is there any concerns with, you know, the number of days you're required to be in attendance here this year? I know last year was kind of shuffled around at kind of at the last moment, but if there's any needed changes here in the next semester.
Yeah, well, last year they excused the days basically in April based by legislative action, and the governor signed that. This year they haven't changed any of the hour requirements, but we've had the flexibility of doing some of that remotely as well. So yeah, I don't see anything like that changing on a statewide level. I think they gave us the flexibility to do remote options and to count that time as well. So I see that staying with what the state board laid out for us to do.
All right. Well, I know the area lawmakers are making their rounds here. Of course, we're a little less than a month away from the beginning of the next legislative session, which starts on January 11th. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some more things on the agenda here tonight with Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, Board President Carla Hagemeister here on In Focus.